is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bronx Electric Motors, and Struckon Pest Control.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Paul McCartney. Good to have you with us. We're live today, before you ask me, so I am back. I was attempting to have a few days off because I, too, am entitled to time off as a working Joe Blow, and people still hit me up daily talking about the news. I'm like, I am checked out. You're not going to come back and talk about Kirk Cornett? No, I'm not. All right, we got some serious stuff going on. There's a storm approaching the country, and it looks like Abaco and Grand Bahama are going to get hit again. This is currently subtropical storm Nicole. NEMA just had a press conference. We're going to hear from Stephen Russell, who could explain better than I can to you. If you're on Abaco and Grand Bahama, you want to be thinking about what your plan is for the next 48 hours, okay? 24 to 48 hours. It looks like Nicole's going to get here around Wednesday. We'll start feeling it probably Wednesday morning, and it's going to be hitting probably about Wednesday afternoon. Now, the thing about it is that while it doesn't look like it's going to hit New Providence currently directly, we're also going to get a lot of wind and possibly some rain off it. And that also could pose a very significant problem. Okay, let's listen to a few minutes of Stephen Russell talking today, explaining he wants you to get out. Now, I'll come back after he speaks and try to explain it maybe in terms that could be franker, although he was pretty straightforward about what to do. Listen to me. What the government? Government, you better try take care of your life and your property. Now, the government have a role to play for certain, but you need to start considering what you do in. They have evacuations for certain places. Get on the plane. Don't play around and find out. Listen to the officials. All right? Now, here's Russell explain it in very frank terms, and I think that that's how it should be. All right? So, you got that lined up? All right, let's play Russell. Let's listen to him. We'll listen together.
And the issue whether we're going to look at it carefully, whether the government will officially announce mandatory evacuations, even though this is an initial press briefing. Definitely, before we go into the warning phase and we look at the changes that may occur with this particular system, again, the minister and even the acting prime minister, they'll come and make a final appeal to the country like we normally do to urge persons to leave certain areas, okay? Again, we cannot go manhandling young persons off. I cannot ask emergency responders to go young persons from areas that have been declared evacuation zones, for mandatory evacuations, okay? But we can encourage persons as best we can through their family members. If all else fails, we just simply have to say, look here, let us know who's your next of kin. We cannot go wrangling with persons to move. We've been through this many years over and repeatedly. People seeing the damages coming from these storms. We're losing lives because of the storm surges coming from these systems. We don't have time to go and trying to beg and plead for persons to move. I cannot send back emergency responders after you will refuse and change your mind. We come to the area one time to say it's time to move. If you don't want to go, just get your Mexican and the team must move on. That may seem harsh, but that's the reality now, okay? They're frequent and more severe. We can't take it as lightly as some persons may think as in the past. We're losing lives because the persons and their stubbornness. A typical example with Fiona, we sent an aircraft into Meguana for 21 persons, 10 persons came. Senior persons, senior citizens have been refused or denied, not denied, but did not come on the flight. And that is concerning, okay? A major storm is coming, okay? And we're trying to get people out of harm's way. You can imagine the storm come a bit more to the west, and we have senior citizens in Meguana couldn't come up. So again, we're making this appeal now. Once the warnings for mandatory evacuations or evacuations are announced, we urge persons to move, because we're trying to arrange for buses or ferries to bring persons from point A to point B. I cannot send a ferry back at the last minute because somebody changed their mind. One shot and we're moving on. Ma'am? Any questions, please? Grand Key, yes. Grand Key, yes. Little Abaco. Grand Key has to, yeah, that we have to look at evacuation in Grand Key as well, yes. Okay, thank you for the update on Grand Key. Again, Bimini. That's a small sandbank out there as well. We'll watch the storm as it approaches. If we need to get some vulnerable population out of Bimini, those persons with medical conditions, we may have to bring them out, okay? Because as it gets past the Bahamas and get into the Florida Straits, that deep water, they can even intensify a bit more before going into Florida and Brown. Okay, well, and if we need to move persons, we have to look at our timeline and get in persons from the Bimini area if necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing else?
So how long before we know if mandatory evacuation is set?
Again, we will continue to monitor the system up to, like I said, while we're still in the watch phase. Definitely before we go, as we go into the watch phase, the warning phase, which is the 36 hours, our plan of action should now be trying to finalize some things, okay? And we also need to be mindful of the fact if you move in persons by flight, airports are closed down. We're going to look and see how New Providence will be likewise impacted. If we find that winds impacting New Providence up to 45 miles per hour or 40 miles per hour, the airport here closed down as well. So all of that is being considered as well. If schooling in those areas, again, education, we can advocate with education as well, and then make the announcement in reference to schooling in those areas as well. But that's going to be done within that 36-hour warning period, okay? Any other questions, queries, or concerns? So, anything final? Yes? Campbell, anything else? Doctor, come please.
Okay, that was Stephen Russell from NEMA. Someone's asking me if education has made an announcement yet. They said no, that they are... can't imagine they'd have any school during a Category 1 hurricane, though I think they should just... Well, by tomorrow, I suppose, they'd know for certain. So this time around, it looks like flooding will be a problem. Yep, that's right. This says tomorrow's a full moon as well as a king tide. It'll all be adding up to a bad combination with this tropical storm. Yeah, tomorrow's full moon. So you'll be looking at some serious flooding, possibly. Wind, maybe not as bad, but certainly everything that's projected now, Abaco, Grand Bahama, directly in the impact zone, Eleuthera, New Providence, some of it, but we're looking at more wind from our side. All right. If we get any rain in New Providence, we get flooding, any prolonged rain, so that's a concern as well. Ms. Brinson. Well, the National Hurricane Center has New Providence, Andrews, Abaco, Grand Bahama, Barrier Islands, et cetera, on a hurricane watch. What are y'all looking at that the National Hurricane Center is not looking at? Why are y'all saying New Providence is of lesser concern? I don't get it. Okay, I'm looking at the National Hurricane Center path projection for Tropical Storm Nicole, and it varies for the moment, that Abaco and Grand Bahama are in the direct path. It's going to go through Abaco and Grand Bahama to get to Florida. That's the path now. If you look at the wind speed chart, I'll tell you what I'm looking at, because I'm looking at National Hurricane Center, so you tell me what you're looking at. If you look at the wind speed chart, New Providence is projected to get about 40 to 50 mile per hour winds. That's enough to shut down the airport. All right, but what are you suggesting, that we evacuate New Providence? We should know soon, over the next 24 hours, if the storm's going to change course. But at the moment, Abaco and Grand Bahama are directly in the impacts. I don't know what you're looking at. I'm looking at the National Hurricane Center. I see red. Red, maroon, purple. Headed for Abaco and Grand Bahama. Okay? So I don't know what you mean. I don't know. You want me to elevate concern about New Providence? New Providence, you should have your hurricane plan prepared. All right? Don't freak yourself out. Go initiate your hurricane plan. All right? If you don't have hurricane impact windows, you need to get shuttered. If we get 40 miles an hour wind, that's still a dangerous situation. Trim trees. I don't know if you got time to do all that. But if you're in Abaco and Grand Bahama, make sure that you take this seriously at the moment. All right? Nima said it. Juan said it. The way the storm looks like it's going, it's looked like flooding is going to be a problem on the Freeport side of Grand Bahama, which sucks. If you can hear me and you're living in a shanty town, I suggest you move. I suggest you focus on getting to a hurricane shelter. We're going to know later today which ones are going to be fully activated. All right? I suggest you move. All right? I don't know why we're playing around about school. We can miss a day of school in Abaco and Grand Bahama to go prepare for the storm. All right? What else we got here? This tides more extreme for full moon Tuesday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says 1 p.m. National Hurricane Center graph might be out soon. I don't remember what hours they redo the graph. I don't know either. Was this windy? Oh, yeah, I'm looking at windy as well. Everything I'm looking at says Abaco and Grand Bahama. I don't know. I mean, you should be concerned about adverse conditions. But it doesn't look like it's going to be as bad in New Providence and Andros and Eleuthera at the moment. It's good, Mr. Newer. What? 52 is talking to you. Oh, it's for seasonary. 52 is talking to you. Cut him quickly because it's not your narrative. He's speaking. Dorian, wipe out the material. How we get thousands of them with work. What are y'all talking about? The Haitian? Look, man. Ain't nobody got it. Listen. God will show you better than he could tell you. Shanty town? Yeah, wipe out. Don't stay there. Said, where's the money coming from to prepare for this hurricane? The money coming from? I don't prepare that. Don't do nothing. You waiting for the government to give you some money? You better call somebody. Don't do nothing. I got no money. Okay, all right. Bet. Who you think? You waiting for NIB to give you some money to go prepare for the hurricane? I don't understand. Where the money coming from for the hurricane? You better squirrel away a couple of dollars. Who you waiting to help you with the hurricane? What you finna talk about? You better go to the shelter if you ain't got no money. You can start, what the government done? I got it. But you better watch out for your own life. Y'all be running there playing games with life and death. This is why you warning people in shanty towns, let God's will be done. Ah, my. Look at you. You want all the people in Shantytown to die? Is that what you want? That's the extent of your humanity, that we should consider you a sensible person? That you think innocent people should die? This says, please, Stephen Russell, don't hype up a tropical storm like you did the last one. And don't be running around on around to sites to personally check on things. Your role is command. Mandatory evacuation for what? This is terrible messaging. This is a tropical storm. Yes, it can intensify, but tell us about mandatory whatever when you see it actually intensifies. This is horrible messaging. Storm is expected to dump 2 to 4 inches of rain on parts of the northwestern Bahamas and the central northern parts of Florida Peninsula Tuesday through Thursday, with some areas seeing isolated amounts of 6 inches. Their messaging is horrible. They're referencing Fiona and making people think we're having another Dorian. If we don't have winds over 130 to 150 miles per hour, there's literally no need to evacuate anything. Okay? I hear you. So here's what's going to happen, though. The Let me tell you what's going to happen, though you don't want it. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though you think it's bad messaging. So feeding's key. They are saying anyone who lives in a structure that is not up to code should leave. The keys, where's my list? I had a list here. If you're living, they're going to announce the evacuation orders on at 2 p.m. My boy said it. Bad messages. Don't y'all. Area Kermit. Just a little wind and rain, bro. Abaco, Grand Bahama, decimated by hurricane. Grand Bahama got about 6-7 hurricanes in the past decade. Every time. And now it's bad messaging. Don't evacuate. Boy, listen to me. If you want, don't listen to these out of Nassau people. Listen to me. Right? Don't listen to these texters from Nassau. Listen to me. Get your stuff together. Get all you could do after. Why the government here? Tell them why. That's all we can hear afterward. Where's my list? Okay, Sweeting's Key, East End, Marsh Harbor. They're definitely going to those people to leave. I don't know about Treasure Key. Well, like, no one lives in Treasure Key, right? There's houses, but there are no people. Immigration went down there with an armed force, and only apparently 50 people were around, and only 13 of them were undocumented. So I guess Treasure Key doesn't really have a population there. Anyway, if you're in there, in all seriousness, if you are living in those communities that are not properly built, I suggest you go find your way to a shelter. All right? Don't worry about the immigration thing at the moment. We'll sort all that out later, but we want you to be safe. We want you to protect life. It says, I'm a strong opponent to overhyping storm information. The only time in our 30-year history I remember massive shantytown destruction was Dorian joins. Listen, man, you need to take all precautions, okay? All of them. It says, that texter is a tough guy for hurricanes. Be over that trend, bruv. Don't take these unpredictable storms for granted. Listen, if you live on Abaco and Grand Bahama, all right, you need to prepare yourself. Now, East End, they already say it's going to be a problem. Someone from Grand Bahama is telling me, based on the track, West End should be evacuated too. That looks like a problem. Freeport, that looks like a problem. All right? We know that these storms are unpredictable. We know they can strengthen. We want to really take precautions. If you're talking about, I ain't got no money to prepare for the storm, plan to get yourself to a shelter. That's what, ain't nobody coming around to give you no money to go prepare for no storm. If you don't know nobody you could reach out and touch for one slow 50, then you need to prepare yourself to get to the shelter. It says, Mother Nature is unmatched and undefeated. Everyone who's tested her has lost. And many have lost with their lives. Agreed. Says, I trust the European model more, though that seems to be more reliable. So once we're 48 hours out, wherever it shows, we'll go. And how does Captain Russell still have a job? Only Jesus knows. In fact, Jesus must be hiring him because he's highly protected. Yeah, boy, Steve Russell been around the block for certain. It says, wow, the stupid messages from some texters. Tell them stay put then. Things that make you go, It says pink equals hurricane watch. Why is the Bahamas Meteorology Department still saying tropical storm watch? Remember Fiona? Oh, we take a break, sure. Remember Fiona? And our forecasters were correct about Fiona. Compared to the American, compared to the National Hurricane Center. In fact, they were looking at it, but National Hurricane Center said this, and they said, we believe it'll be this. So, all right, we gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Your way. Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat. WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with the King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets.
Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Struckum, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Struckum, number one in pest control services.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Gentlemen, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're dealing with, as it stands, subtropical storm Nicole, which is headed toward the northwestern Bahamas. Okay. Now, you want to be very conscious of this threat, particularly if you are in Abaco or Grand Bahama. Okay. Yeah, this has a I'm looking at the storm path, and yeah, I think this person is right. I would look at man from Freeport all the way to West End probably should consider some sort of, if you're not elevated, consider moving out of that area. From looking at the storm path. Yeah. This person says, right, says it was initially forecasted to be a low-pressure system passing over the Bahamas, right? So, do you remember 24 hours ago? It was just a system. 48 hours ago, over the weekend, we were saying, system's coming. Wayne Neely was like, prepare yourself. There's going to be some serious weather. Now it's going to be a hurricane. 24 hours from now, we don't know what it'll be. Now, it may be lesser, but doubtful. You got to prepare. You have to prepare. All right. It's gained strength. It's gone from, well, we're going to get some rocky weather. Where's Lang at? Lang's is in the States, I think. And he was like, what's going on with the weather? Because, you know, and so I sent him a note from Wayne Neely, the meteorologist, talking about the weather. And that was from 2 days ago. Let me read it for you. What it was 2 days ago compared to what it is now. So the director, the brave of attacks, this brave tweet, it's the prime minister tweet. All right. I don't want to be, like, childish, right? But you notice he's the prime minister ain't been here for, like, the past 3-4 storms, right? I'm not saying he has the harp machine. I'm just saying maybe he knows a guy who's next to the guy operating the harp machine. How is he out of town every time? Well, he must have a good smell of storm come. Okay, this is the Prime Minister. I've been briefed by Jeffrey Simmons, acting director of the Bahamas Department of Meteorology, on the likely trajectory and development of Tropical Storm Nicole. The acting director is currently at COP27. Let me ask you something. So, I'm sorry, I have to digress. So the Prime Minister is at COP27. Clay Sweeting is at COP27. The director of the Department of Meteorology is at COP27. But yet Von Miller's here? Ain't it about the environment? The acting director is currently at COP27 as a part of the technical delegation representing our country. This evening, I spoke with Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper. I directed him to take necessary steps to mobilize all relevant government agencies in preparation for the impact of Nicole in the northern Bahamas. Well, good thing you were here to tell Chester to go take all necessary steps. Because I'm sure he would have just went and played golf had you guys not called him and told him to pay attention to it. Let me see here. This is from Neely. It's just a couple of days ago. When did he put this out? Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Give me a moment. I'll get to your text. Just a day ago, we were not looking at a hurricane. We were just looking at a weather system. Just a day ago, here's Wayne Neely. Y'all tell me I'm being petty about Von Miller. I'm being legit serious. How the Minister of the Environment ain't had the biggest environmental conference on the planet, but the Minister of Agriculture is. This says, okay, this is from Wayne Neely. This is Saturday. So this was Saturday. Now look how things changed. Wayne Neely wrote, a complex and dynamic weather pattern will develop over the Bahamas beginning this weekend and ending about Wednesday night. A strong high-pressure ridge will influence the weather pattern across the island for the next 4 to 5 days with strong gusty winds and extremely rough seas. Significant northeasterly to easterly oceanic swells are expected to impact the Bahamas from today and about Wednesday night. You notice it was like kind of windy over the weekend? Boating and swimming are not advised from today until late Wednesday. An extreme caution should be taken when crossing the Glass Window Bridge in Eleuthera and the Fishing Hole Road in Grand Bahama. In terms of boating, all small craft operators are strongly advised to remain in port until Wednesday night. In the meantime, a developing low-pressure system near the southeast Bahamas will bring unsettled weather over the Bahamas, and this system will bring severe thunderstorms, strong gusty winds, and severe flooding over the Bahamas from tonight and into about Wednesday if it develops further. The National Hurricane Center is watching this area for possible development for the next tropical depression or tropical cyclone. Weather-wise, this is not an ideal week for several reasons, so please be safe out there. All right, that was from Wayne Neely on Saturday. It is now a cyclone, and it is projected to become a hurricane soon. Grand Bahama and Abaco are in the direct path of this thing. And the models from over the weekend from the National Hurricane Center they still had it going, like, heading up and coming back through Abaco and Grand Bahama to get to Florida. If you look at it, this is Saturday, November 5th, 8 p.m. Key messages for the disturbance over the southwestern Atlantic. You see what I'm saying? It was a disturbance, and now it's become a cyclone. It's now organized, and it could get stronger. And hopefully, remember Dorian was in a Cat 5? And then it just sat out there in the ocean and got stronger and stronger and stronger and then started moving? Dead slow? So if this thing's bringing rainfall, wind, and it's moving slow, even if it's not a Category 5, it's still going to be a major problem. All right? So take your precautions right now. If you know that you're not in a home that's safe, you're on land that's prone to flooding, you want to be very careful and make preparations to move. Okay? Okay, so now the Department of Meteorology says we're under a hurricane watch, according to the newsroom. All right, so hurricane watch. And that includes us, but it's not expected to hit New Providence. We're going to get, like, the wind side, which is still dangerous. It says, I don't know why they don't stop making decisions from Nassau for other islands. West End floods every time. This time will be no different. Anyone who has ever been to West End knows why. let's talk about Vaughn Miller. Oh, we got to go break for news. Okay, that's fine. I'll do your messages. I want to know why the environment minister ain't a COP27. And I'm not trying to be shady or petty. That's a legit question. And if he's not ready for prime time to go, remember when they took Basil McIntosh to the last one? That was kind of sad. If he's not ready for prime time, why is he environment minister? Anyway, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for joining us. We are talking about subtropical storm Nicole. It's projected to be a hurricane. I was just watching Channel 7 in Florida, and they too were saying it's coming through Abaco and Grand Bahama. And you know, the Americans are like, we just checking for America, really. But they are highlighting the Bahamas because it's coming, it's projected to come right through Abaco and Grand Bahama. These storms aren't, don't listen to nobody telling you, don't take this seriously. Now, if nothing happens, we'll thank God. But we're going to have to treat it like an emergency. Chester Cooper said, don't ignore it. It's an imminent threat. All right? That's what it is. An imminent. This is an imminent threat. It is coming. there is a 90% chance, according to the National Hurricane Center, since y'all don't rate nobody here, there's a 90% chance that it's going to hit Abaco and Grand Bahama as at least a Category 1 hurricane. If you talk to any meteorologist, they'll tell you if they say 60% or more, it's going to happen. All right? If they're telling you, oh, it's a 60% chance of rain tomorrow, it's going to rain tomorrow. Get your umbrella. All right? Get your slicker out, your windbreaker. It's going to rain if it's over 60%. 90% chance this hits Grand Bahama and Abaco as a hurricane. So please prepare yourselves. Please. All right? You're not going to be able to just ignore this. You have to prepare. Now, New Providence is about 40% that it's going to get over 40 mile per hour winds. And that's still a lot. If you're on New Providence and you're living in some place that isn't really safe and there's 40 mile an hour winds, that's you may not be able to ride that out like that. So you need to look at it yourself too. The government's not going to come handing out cash. We got to be resourceful. All right? Either you could go to a shelter or you got to reach out and touch somebody who could lend you a couple of dollars to go and prepare yourself. Now, when I say a couple of dollars, I ain't talking about go spend $500 on plywood and all this other stuff. I'm talking about if you need some supplies, if you want to go get some batteries, because the power, if 40 mile an hour winds hit, there's going to be some power lines that go down. So you got to prepare that, right? You got to prepare for that. All right, you want to go get you some fresh water, because you don't know if the water's going to stay on. If you got a water pump and your electricity goes out, you're going to have a problem. So prepare yourself. It says people still in trailers and sleeping in cars in Abaco. He's supposed to leave a contact number for those persons to contact them now. Talking about Stephen Russell. It says even if it's 40 miles per hour, you cannot ride that out in a car or a trailer. No one's speaking about these people, but they're all over Abaco. Yeah, so I just lent someone some money who's in a trailer to go get, rent a room until the storm passes. People are really hurting over there still. Absolutely. People are living still in tents and shacks and trailers throughout Abaco. People are in domes on some of the keys, right? Don't stay in no dome with a hurricane coming. Don't do that to yourself. If you're living in a dome, you saw what the last hurricane did. This one doesn't look like it'll be a Category 5. It's not projected to be. But remember Ian wasn't supposed to be that bad, and then it mashed up the west coast of Florida? So you got to take it seriously, all right? I don't want anything bad to happen, but you got to take it seriously. You want to get you some batteries if you need flashlights or whatever like this. Let me do some text messages. Says the eye of the storm will also go over the Berry Islands, so they should notify them as well. My reference is Wendy. Let me see Wendy. I got Wendy. Wendy's pretty solid. My Wendy's not loading. Why is that? What, I gotta update the app maybe? No, here it is. Okay, it's loading. Okay, good. Wendy says, yeah, buddy, this storm's organizing. Mm-hmm. Woof, woof. Okay, so this we're gonna get hit. Wendy has it starting overnight in Abaco, in Grand Bahama. Boy, now I saw it too a little bit. You're gonna feel it, and then it's organizing. Tuesday morning starts getting hardcore. Afternoon, boom. That's when it's Tuesday night. is when we're looking at some serious action. Yeah. And see, it's going to be probably throughout. Yeah, a lot on Wednesday too, because it's moving kind of slow. Woof, that eye pass in look like between Eleuthera and Abba, the stormy side, the rainy thunderstormy side, is like north. West, kind of going in like a 90 degree, like from west, from the northwestern quadrant, and the northern part of the storm is gonna have a lot of stuff going on. And Grand Bahama and Abaco are going to get clipped. According to this, with Florida, y'all got a problem coming. Yeah, things should clear up, according to Windy, by Wednesday, but it's still so big. No inside. Anyway, looks like Grand Bahama and Abaco will be pretty clear by Wednesday night. But there's still going to be some stuff going on over Thursday. The Berry Islands, Berry Islands got a little, they're going to get some action too. The eye ain't the worst part though. But they still look like they're going to get a little pushback. Let me see what's happening with NASA. This looks like we'll be okay. I mean, I'm still going to prepare. Most of my windows are hurricane impact. Okay. This says, Juan informed the texter about St. Lucia's issue with Nicole. You mentioned the full moon and King Tide. Wake up, Bahamas. Yeah. You can dismiss this. I mean, you could do what you want, but it may not work out for you. All right, we got a caller online. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Operator.
No? Okay. Hit me back. It says, Wendy lets you choose. Ba-ba-ba. It says, Wendy lets you choose between GFS American model and Euro model. Let me see what the Euro model says. Euro model still got it going on. All right. It says, Guardian, you can only say so much to these people. I'd rather take the storm serious and it don't be serious than to not take it serious and it be serious. Correct. All right, you got to prepare. And you got to have a hurricane plan. You know what I'm saying? You got to know my area. Well, I don't know what's, well, but Village Road, anyway, that's a different discussion. My area doesn't flood often. It has not flooded since I've lived there. But you never know. Okay. This says, great show as usual. If you're in Abaco or Grand Bahama, you would be a donkey not to take it seriously. This says, Juan in New Providence after 20 minutes of problem on Wednesday and for the next 2 weeks. This is, are we ready for Hurricane Nicole? And also, if the hurricane happens to hit the capital hard, does the government have a plan to deal with the destruction? Other than them leaving New Providence and going to live in Miami. I mean, some people have asked, like, what is the plan? Listen, the Ministry of Disaster Preparedness and four other names and things, the law requires them to produce a hurricane plan yearly, and NEMA is also required to have a hurricane plan. I've seen neither. So
Oh, sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, everyone. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening, Dwight?
Austin McCartney. I hope you took basically your whole show to try to bring some clarity or clarification or understanding about this hurricane. And this one here, and I pray that, God forbid it doesn't come to Abaco, but those people who build in those little houses, y'all stop risking your life, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all are risking your life. You're risking your children if they be there because y'all ain't want to depart with your children. You did. But how could these people absolutely go in a bush and know that hurricane is coming and they wouldn't move, They ain't gonna move, Vaughn. You know what, God forbid. When something happened, then you hear people say the government should have done this. You're here sitting on the radio telling the people, before the storm, you always have the calm. But the people in Abaco really, really need to take that serious. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a tropical storm, whether it's a Category 1, you have to take it serious. Yeah, so if y'all want to stay in those areas because, maybe your status, if that was me, I'd come in old, but he might like wait more than staying in them areas. All right, but, I hope the people in Abaco, man, I hope and I pray. My prayer and hope is that y'all get out. Get out. Y'all see what happened again. Y'all have a warning. Get out. Keep the good wake up board. I hope all talk show hosts will follow this trend from the day on and tell the hurricane, get away from us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give the people a little warning, man.
Absolutely. Thanks,
bro. All right, good day, bro.
All right. Yeah. You gotta get out of there. Okay, so that was the European model I was looking at on Windy. Oh, we'll take a break. Well, I'm looking at the North American model now, and this has NASA getting some action. All right, we'll be right back.
Wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wing. Every day, a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store, every day, the Italian way.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch.
For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Max the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here. We're talking about subtropical storm Nicole. You know, and this formed, it didn't have a name yesterday, just overnight. Now, we got a storm, we got a name. Right? So it's going to hit the Bahamas, projected the Bahamas, by tomorrow night. Or as early as tomorrow afternoon. I'll go over the American model on Wendy in a moment. Florida has declared a state, Governor Ron, this is Channel 10 in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for much of Florida, most at risk of seeing impacts from subtropical storm Nicole this week. The emergency declaration issued by the out of an abundance of caution to allow the state to better respond to storm response and recovery. All right. DeSantis said in a statement, while this storm does not at this time appear that it will become much stronger, I urge all Floridians to be prepared and to listen to announcements from local emergency management officials. We'll continue to monitor the trajectory and strength of this storm as it moves toward Florida. So you saw how Ian impacted the west coast of Florida recently, and actually it moved over. I think it broke up, but it moved over Florida going west to east. So DeSantis has declared a state of emergency. So they're just out of an abundance of caution. You see what he's, saying? Out of an abundance of caution. Just in case. Prepare yourself just in case. All right. I like DeSantis. I like his handling of COVID-19. He's done some weird things, like fly the migrants out, but I do like DeSantis. He should run for president. No, I don't know. I'm told y'all I'm done with Trump. I was never like a big fan, but after the Capitol, I can't do it. In good conscience. Okay. Let's go to the text line and see what we could see. All right, we're supposed to Wendy, aren't we? One moment, let me pull it up. Let's do it. It says, good day one, just do your warning part. And that is Noah warning and then the storm. It says, good day one, just do your warning part. And that's it. Noah warning and then the storm. Okay. I'm trying to tell you, I wasn't here for Dorian. I came back a couple days after Dorian. I was on vacation. I had to watch it. It was ridiculous. Not being able to actually do my job and watching what was happening. Well, you know, we were communicating on and news-wise, but it's nothing like being on the ground. So let's look at the... But yeah, I didn't have a chance to... So I don't know. I was watching this stuff online with, like, the government warning people, X, Y, Z. And... I wasn't able to warn people on my show. So I'm not saying y'all gonna die, but I'm saying take it seriously. All right. So let me see some. The North American model has it moving more rapidly. Mm-hmm. Is it the North American model? No, that's a European model. Wait. Yeah, North American model's got it looking a little more hectic. So it's Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, they got us catching a good piece of this Tuesday night, Abaco and Grand Bahama. Jesus. Yeah, Tuesday night. Boy, oof. And you know what? You know what's the craziest part? When the storm is overnight. When it passes overnight, that's when it's most frightening. Because you really, you don't know what's going on. And if it passes overnight and then stuff's blown around and flooding starts, what do you do? Yeah, this is saying Nassau's going to catch some of it, too. A good chunk of it, some storms. So prepare yourselves, Nassau. I'm now prepared. I am prepared for most occurrences because of my preparation for the zombie apocalypse. So the zombie apocalypse is real. It's going to happen. And you should prepare. Are you prepared? No? Just going to be a zombie, huh? Just going to let the zombies get you. All right. I'm going down fighting. So I don't want to be a zombie. I like being alive. Okay. This is why you're scaring people. I mean, the European market, there's some stuff going on. So I'm going to go prepare. I got my water. I'm going to go buy my extra canned goods. It says, if it's coming from the south side, from Pinder's Point, the west may need to evacuate too. Yes. 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 That's how they prepared for the zombie body. Yeah, someone's stocking up on beer. Hey. You gotta stay alert during the zombie apocalypse. I'm not saying you can't have a drink to calm yourself. It says he's out of country every time a storm comes because he's always out of country. I mean, the Prime Minister. Prime Minister's doing important work at COPS. I just think it's silly. I don't know who's behind his Twitter account. I would be stunned if Brave Davis is up on Twitter, like, checking tweets. Because, you know, they're not really doing it. Except Trump. Trump is the only one who's like, I'm personally going to go on Twitter. But any sensible national leader of a nation has, like, people who are monitoring. I just don't know who's doing Brave Twitter. But you're Prime Minister. You don't got a clout chase. We know you're Prime Minister. You got to tell us, did you call Chester? Because he's a drooling moron to pay attention to the hurricane? Come on. Make it make sense. Boy, good thing he called Chester Cooper. What do you think Chester was like? Oh, I didn't know her. For real? I'm here. There's a hurricane. There's a storm coming. Says, hey, let the PM know the Bahamian people are watching. He's never here to deal with our affairs. We're taking note. Man, he's doing big things over there at COP27. I saw he had a meeting with Kristalina Georgieva, the head of the IMF. Says Chester's acting so much, he might as well become. Boy, he getting a lot of practice. I can tell you that. This one's talking about Vaughn Miller. Oh, boy. Says if the same percentage of the Bahamian population attending COP27 from the U.S., there would be 5.5 million American citizens attending. Really? I got to look at your math. Says, one, there's a young Bahamian woman who holds a master's degree in the science of sea level rise and climate change. She's one of two Caribbean women so qualified, and she was not invited. How serious are we, really? That's a good question. Says, people built without building Dakota again on Abaco? Absolutely, they did. And the government? No, I mean, people in Abaco are still in a bad way, a lot of people. I thought you were in Egypt, McCartney. They didn't take me this lap. It says, this bringing rain, the winds will die off. It says, so the stuff about restricting women's rights with DeSantis is cool for you. What's with black men's obsession with authoritarians? No, don't know. I didn't say I agree with every single thing DeSantis has ever done, and I think the Supreme Court is the one you need to take issue with the abortion thing. But I like DeSantis's handling of COVID-19. I think he could be a competent national leader. It says, LOL, Brave catching all the breaks in the flights. Chester catches the hell, all the storms, the industrial disputes, the sandals issue. Chester's been here. Yeah, true. Says, you're already on Team Zombie after all them jabs. Why gotta be a black man's obsession with authoritarianism? Why, like, that doesn't necessarily inform my ability to think somebody's a competent leader because I'm black. Says, Juan, what's the name of the app for the European model you use? Windy. Just go to the app store, iOS store, and the iOS store or the Google Play store, and type in Windy. It's like a maroon app with a white a W on it, and you can switch your models up. It says, Juan, what's going on, man? You hear about these storms one day, and they just become hurricanes the next day, and in November. It says, talking about the zombie apocalypse, did you see the 60 Minutes feature last evening with the preppers using and building bunkers and stockpiling food? People be ready for anything. No, I didn't see that. I need to go see that. I need to watch that. That's what I'm on. I'm a survivalist. I can field dress a wild donkey in under an hour. This says, Juan, don't mind the hype. Both the IMF and World Bank hold meetings with several heads of states at these meetings. And the young lady with the master's degree in climate sustainability is Barise Griffin, sister of Senator Barry Griffin. Barise. They did that to y'all, eh? Like, the daddy has everybody named after the daddy. That's like, it throws me when you say Barise, I say Barry. But if you said Barry, I got to get her on here since she's got qualifications in that area. Juan, the PM is actually at the perfect place and time for climate change, COP27, as we have a hurricane in our vicinity due to its effect. Yeah, don't think he's not going to mention that. Whenever he speaks, he's going to be like, right now, we're under threat of a hurricane. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. About this situation in Abaco and throughout this beautiful country of ours, is that we are not serious as a people. Number one, we're not serious as a government, because there's no country that I could go to, and I've been traveling all over the world for years. I cannot go to Haiti and do what Haitians are doing here. I cannot go to Jamaica and do me and you and our family cannot go there and build shanty towns. We need to be strict with our laws. When we can't find persons who we elect to do them, we need to get rid of them ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we'll see what the government does. The government says it wants to deal with the shanty towns. It had to be embarrassed into going over to Abaco. Their own MP had to proclaim it was a problem. So we'll see. And I agree with you that we need to eliminate the shanty towns, not because you're mean and you don't want people to try to have a better life, but just because it's an unsafe situation. It makes no sense. We see what happens when you live in them. They burn down.
One more
down.
Point, Juan, and then I'm going to live. I never listen to you. See, if I could send either $200-$300 back home to my family, which I have no problem with that, but there need to be better living conditions. This country, to be honest with you, we say, and if you go on Google right now and find out the richest country in the Caribbean, they'll say the Bahamas. If we're the richest country in the Caribbean, why are our people, or people who we allow to come in this country, living the way they're living? Why are roads the way they are? Why are buildings, especially the government buildings, the way they are? Because somebody explained it to me. We're the richest country in the Caribbean, but yet I'm riding on a road right now that is giving me like I'm on a roller coaster right now. Clouds to back and I'm on Gladstone Road. It's ridiculous. Talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, appreciate you. Yeah, there's work to do. I mean, no doubt about that. We could, you know, have that discussion over and over. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Here we go.
J.S. John Torrance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking about Tropical Storm Nicole and, well, Subtropical Storm Nicole. This caller says, will this storm exceed 85 miles per hour? Well, according to the latest update from the Department of Meteorology, the under hurricane watch, there's another alert going to be issued within the next hour. Maximum sustained winds. Nicole's moving toward the northwest near 9 miles per hour. Okay. That's slow. This motion with a decrease in forward speed is expected later today. Turn westward or west-southward is then forecast Tuesday through early Thursday. One moment, let me get to the wind speed. Currently, we're looking at, Nicole is at 45 miles an hour with gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next few days. And Nicole's expected to be at hurricane intensity. I lost my place. Hurricane intensity by Wednesday or Wednesday night. Lots moving over or near the northwest Bahamas. So they don't give a predictable, they don't predict how strong it will become, but they do say it's going to hit hurricane intensity. So we're under hurricane watch now. All right. So we're going to have to see how it got to be, you know, at least a category one. So that's enough to be very concerned. All right. It's not projected to, they don't think it's going to get much stronger, but we just don't know. All right. So the issue. So we got a, so if it's a category one, it's going to be at least, I think 70 miles an hour, I think is where the category one starts. So it's 70 miles an hour wind, ain't no joke at all. We got a phone call. Let's do a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
You know what Gramps used to say? Them hurricane ain't getting no rudder. You understand what I'm saying? Them hurricane don't have
You don't
no
have to
rudder.
Explain it. Just, you know.
Yeah, they go all over right. the place. Yeah. You could think you predict. But already, if you look at the last 4 days, this thing was going straight from Marsh Harbor, and now it looks a little south.
Yeah.
So they don't have any rudder for real. You know, last caller said that we're the richest country in the Caribbean. Quick point of order. We're the third richest country in the hemisphere, and we're not in the Caribbean. You know, what is our plan? What is our specific, unique plan from NEMA? Not FNM or PLP.
Yeah,
Juan,
I
what have
know.
You heard in your lifetime, because you're a little younger, what have you heard different? An announcement each year for something different. Like, we're going to go at the highest point in Marsh Harbor, and we're going to dig something in the ground, a bunker, and store some necessary food items that last at least a year. Water, peanut butter, whatever, tuna, corned beef. And at the end of that year, just before Christmas, when hurricane season ends, put off at cost so people can eat cheap for Christmas dinner, something, people who can't afford what food will cost. And then next year, we'll buy to restock these locations. You know, you pick the islands that you know are going to get hit, and you bury these locations. So after the storm passes, whatever category, someone can open up that bunker, and people can get water and necessities, because that was the biggest problem after Dorian. But I haven't heard anything. What have you heard?
Me? Nothing. Yeah.
Good. I go on. Have a good one.
Okay. Says, good day, McCartney. Tropical Storm Nicole is our show and tell as to the effects of climate change for the Egypt conference. I mean, listen. I believe in climate change. I don't buy every aspect of it as it is popularly presented, because I've heard for many, many, many years that we're all going to be dead in just a few years, and it has yet to materialize. So if you ever watched An Inconvenient Truth, that was like 20-something years ago, and he was like, in 12 years, we're going to be underwater. Said 60 Minutes had a good. So I don't know that we just link every hurricane to climate change. You could say they're getting more intense, but are they in general getting more overall getting more intense or more frequent? Says 60 Minutes had a good show on Sunday night about people like you who prepare for the apocalypse. You should check it out. All right, I will check it out. It's the second person talking about 60 Minutes. Says the Democrats will lose the Senate and the House. And it appears that way. This says, Juan, is this storm named after a woman? Yeah, Nicole. unless you know a dude named Nicole. Juan, since Dorian in 2019, has the hurricane shelter system been upgraded? Not that I'm aware of. Says we should have data on this. One of the notices I saw today mentioned evacuations. Where are they advising folks to go? Are they sending planes as they did the last few times? Yeah, they're going to be sending planes, they say, to, like, the Keys that they want to be evacuated. But in terms of Grand Bahama, you can drive to a different... Now, the people on Sweeney's Key, they want to evacuate. This is one. That caller was right about the immigration laws in other countries and came in order to live in the country as a foreign citizen and work. You have to pay taxes like everyone else. You have to contribute to the health and school systems like everyone else, and your documentation have to be right and in order. Only in the Bahamas can illegals get away with this foolishness. The sad thing is the governments know where these people are living and refuse to do anything about it because it's been happening for years. Well, I got to say... I don't think that doesn't have an illegal immigration issue at all. So to think that it's specifically because we just suck here in the Bahamas, I wouldn't say that. I don't know any country that does not have an issue with illegal migration. Any. Not, certainly not on this side of the world. You're talking about Cayman. Their laws are no more stringent than ours. You just got people who don't obey the law, and we need to crack down on it. Now, if you say they on a tighter ship, we could have that discussion. But to suggest this issue is simply because of a failure in the will to do anything about it is just not a full-throated discussion of the issue. All right. So and to me, I know you want to talk about immigration and everything like that, and because there are shanty towns involved XYZ. But the immigration issue is a complex one we've talked about many times. And I don't like boiling it down to just this simplistic, the government ain't checking. All right? There's problems all. In fact, our issue pales in comparison to some of the issues like trees in the Caribbean and in South and Central America and certainly the United States of America. Their issues are orders of magnitude worse than ours. I'm not saying we don't have an issue. I'm just saying I want to be honest about this conversation. And there are these popular talking points. Only in the Bahamas. That's just not true. Just not true. It says, good day, Juan. It's not just sufficient that we don't want no shiny towns. We don't want to be overtaking or outnumbered. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to be overtaken on. You ever hear like the people like in the States talk about privilege? They talk about white privilege a lot, right? But they talk about people who have privilege. So this discussion as a hurricane yet again barrels toward Abaco and Grand Bahama, that people on Nassau are so disconnected from the horror of that experience that you don't even want to discuss the danger this threat poses to everyone living on those islands, but would rather talk about slackness surrounding illegal migration and how you feel about Haiti, that takes precedence in your mind as the Bahamas, particularly Abaco and Grand Bahama, are under threat as we speak, speaks to the privilege you have of living in Nassau and not having to live through the experiences that these people have. Loved ones, they lost their homes. They still haven't been able to repair their homes. People in Abaco are still living in domes, in tents, in trailers. And yes, there's a shanty town there. But that you and Nassau are so oblivious that you don't even express any concern for your fellow countrymen and human beings who live on Abaco and Grand Bahama after being through so much is a disgrace. It just is because you're a Nassau and you're desensitized to what other people go through
that you want to hijack and start talking about your personal feeling about immigration and the government. These people are under threat right now. And y'all don't care. Because you're so self-consumed with your own issue. The Haitians are posing an imminent threat to you today. They're threatening your life today. No? Well, the hurricane is threatening Abaco today. And I'm not going to sit here for the next couple of days and talk to you about your problems with Haitians because you're a Nassau. While our fellow countrymen are facing yet another disaster. It's disgraceful. Juan, since the last hurricane, we have thousands of Bahamians living in Canada illegally. We call them immigrants. I'm not going there with y'all with that. Doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to disconnect myself from the real threat and fear and nation and government communication on Abaco and Grand Bahama right now for y'all to just vent about how you feel about it. Still going to be a problem come Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay? And we could pick it back up then. But I'm not going to ignore what those people are facing because you don't like what's going on with illegal immigration. You ain't focus, but I am. All right? These people need our attention and our concern. And I'm not drifting with you about how the government's so slack and it don't happen nowhere else. It's nonsense. This says, I think people are speaking about it, Abaco, because it stands possible to happen again if we continue to go around the mulberry bush. I think that's the point, Juan. And then we in the Bahamas will be blamed. Here's my point, right? The Shanty Town's unsafe. Get out of the Shanty Town, right? And I just went to the service at Holy Cross Sunday, right? And it talked about your mission as a Christian, right? What God commands you to do, right? He commands you to speak about the gospel of Christ, to convert men and women into disciples of Christ, all right? Help the poor, visit those in prison, tend to the sick. Be baptized and born again in the image of God and take Holy Communion. So I'm concerned about human life. I'm not concerned at the moment about who's a Haitian or who's a Bahamian on Abaco or who's a French Canadian on Grand Bahama, Bahamian on Grand Bahama. I'm concerned about human life. It's sacred. And I know you guys pump fake about Christianity a lot, but I'm not going to go ask God for grace and mercy and then disregard the fact that people are in danger, no matter where they come from. So that's where I am with that until the storm passes for certain. Illegal immigration is a problem, but right now there are human lives under threat. And I'm not going to drift into this self-involved paranoia daily when there's a real imminent threat going on. You don't want to focus? No problem. I do. Okay? I do. And I want to talk about governance and plans and what's in practice and everything like that. But right now, as a human being, as a journalist, as a talk show host, I want to get the best information to the people of Abaco and Grand Bahama and those who are under threat as is possible, so that we can do our best to make sure that these people remain safe and that you protect as many lives as possible. That's where I am with that. Okay? Says one, there's going to be a total lunar eclipse early Tuesday morning and the effects of the tides, that's concerning. Absolutely. So anyway, as we close out, and I just want to know, I'm not doing this with you for the next few days. I get that you want to talk about it. We have to, if we're responsible, caring people, all right, and who follow the commandments of God,
although you can be a secular humanist and still care about people, then most effective thing and helpful thing we could do now is get information to people so that they can remain safe. We can deal with the shantytowns and what happens in Cayman another lap. Or maybe Lang will deal with it, or Dwight or somebody else. I want to make sure these people are safe, and that's what I'm focused on. All right? Grand Bahama Abaco, please stay tuned. Everyone in the northwestern Bahamas, listen up to the news, pay attention to websites, and keep it moving. All right? Stay safe out there and prepare, because a storm is coming. Have a great day. Take care of each other out there. All right? Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you later, Bahamas.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bronze Electric Motors, and Struck on Pest Control.